Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for this day, 28 May 2021. It is Memorial Day weekend, so I know a lot of you probably have plans this weekend. I just want to reiterate, take a minute, think about why we have this weekend, and, you know, toast. Have a toast to those who made it happen, who made this possible.
Yeah,
don't forget the ultimate sacrifice for our country for us.
Right, we're not saying don't have fun. Obviously, enjoy it. You know, we're all in a good mood because the state, the country is reopening after everything we've gone through in the last year. It's the unofficial kickoff to summer. We're all excited about better weather, even though we don't really have it right now for this weekend and so forth. But we know that coming soon, it's going to be summertime. But again, and remember, it's different from Veterans Day too, right? This is Memorial Day. This is about the people that lost their lives so that you and I can barbecue this weekend and have the freedoms that we enjoy, and we want you to enjoy them and have fun and be safe. And all we ask is that you do remember, and it's hard to forget because there will be parades and flags and all that stuff going on. And I know where I'm going, we go through some small towns, and they get all decked out for Memorial,
a parade.
And you see lines of flags and all that. So it'll be easy to remember from that point. But, yeah, just, you know, take a moment of silence, so to speak, and, you know, because probably a lot of people, a lot of members of Fan Nation have probably had somebody, a family member perhaps, that served and perhaps lost their life in one of the many wars, unfortunately, that this country has been involved in.
You know, I was doing some research and found that the state of Wisconsin, going back to the Civil War, over 90,000 Wisconsinites fought in the Civil War for the Union side from Wisconsin. That's pretty good.
Right.
That's a big number. A lot of them were like German immigrants, too, that weren't even, you know, first-generation Americans.
Right.
And yet they fought for what America was supposed to be and everything else.
And kind of their futures, families' futures,
sure,
and dreams and so forth. Right.
And many of them lost their lives. Even at Gettysburg, there was over 500 Wisconsin soldiers that lost their lives at Gettysburg. And some 70-plus soldiers are buried in the Gettysburg National Cemetery. So Wisconsin has always been there for the country. But I know you're going glamping this weekend. I'm staying in town.
Well, you got the big birthday party.
About the big party for Rhino tomorrow, so that's my big weekend. Hopefully we sneak some golf in at some point. But
if you do, bundle up.
Well, I'm going to wait till Sunday.
Okay.
Maybe. But glamping. Big glamping weekend. I'm going up to the Apostle Islands.
Yep. Every time, this time of year.
How far drive is that? That's
a
long drive, isn't it?
6 hours and then a ferry.
Oh, really? How long is the ferry ride?
Yeah, 20 minutes, but you gotta hit the schedule. You can get there. You know,
how big is it? You got the truck and the glamper.
Right.
How many of those are on this ferry? How big is it?
Not a huge ferry. That's why they got a couple running and so forth. This is kind of the kickoff to the season up there for tourism season.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
You know, so they got the ferry schedule. But, yeah, I mean, more than a handful, obviously, but the ferries aren't overly large.
Is it difficult to drive your vehicle with the trailer onto it and off it?
No, not really. I mean, you always get nervous. They got people out there directing and stuff. You get nervous that you're going to maybe scrape it or whatever, but not really. I mean, for the most part, I've gotten used to it. It's not that hard.
That's
what insurance is for.
All right. And you already have a place to, once you get off, so you just
drive it. Like 10-minute place, 10 minutes to drive the islands. Only like 13 miles.
What do they charge you for that? For the
$45 a night?
Oh, yeah? That's not bad.
But we're doing what's called dry camping, even though we have the glamper. We have no electrical. We have no water. The only water we'll have is what we put in the holding tank before we leave.
Okay.
Then when that's out, that's out. But
take some out of Lake Superior and put it in there.
Right, exactly. But no electricity. Will be operating off the battery, and when that dies, that dies.
Oh, wow.
Load them up. Let's go home.
All right. Well, drive safe. Have fun.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I got other plans.
I'll see you on Tuesday.
Yep. See you too on Tuesday too. Take care of my dog at the party.
I will, always. And hopefully you all will have a nice weekend as well. And we'll see you back on Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.